Track 11, and now we come to What's On, or Arts and Events, as the Mid-Devon Advertiser calls it. A musical theatrical family performance featuring music played on the humble recorder takes place at Ashburton Arts Centre on Saturday, October the 12th. Recorder Revolution is being performed by the Palisander Recorder Ensemble, a quartet that prides itself on presenting imaginative, historical programmes with a wide range of repertoire, performing largely from memory on recorders up to 6 feet tall. Described as early music's very own Spice Girls, the Palisanders enjoy giving regular family concerts and educational workshops. Saturday's hour-long concert is part of the Two Moors Festival, which got underway at venues across Dartmoor and Exmoor this month and continues until the 13th of October. Tickets for this concert at the Ashburton Arts Centre on the 12th of October are priced at £6 and can be booked from ashburtonarts.org.uk. Infectious Tunes from Café Combo. The refreshingly unconventional and snappily attired Budapest Café Orchestra embrace an encyclopedia of music and mischief. The BCO re-deliver gypsy and folk-flavoured music in their own fresh and surprising way, and they will be gracing the stages of Devon venues this autumn. From Balkan and Russian traditional pieces to artful distillations of the Romantic masterpieces to Gaelic folk anthems, their infectious music gets into your bloodstream and stays there forever. With no fewer than 15 albums to their name, the Budapest Café Orchestra was established back in 2009 by British composer and violinist Christian Garrick. They can be seen at the Paynton's Palace Theatre on October the 25th and the Jolly Farmer in Newton Abbot on November the 5th. For details, you'll have to look at the band's website, which is www.budapestcafeorchestra.co.uk/concerts. Get it on Bang a Gong and More. Europe's longest established taiko group, Mungenkoyo, are widely recognised as groundbreaking pioneers of this exciting art form, thrilling audiences at thousands of performances worldwide. And they are now returning with their first major UK tour in almost 5 years to celebrate their 30th anniversary, and will be appearing at Exeter's Northcote Theatre later this month. This is a very special show of big beats, visual treats and vital energy that takes the audience on a journey in time, a thrilling ride through their 30 years. Tickets for the show on October the 26th can be booked at the venue's website, which is www.exeternorthcote.co.uk. And finally, hi ho, hi ho, it's off to the panto we go. Mirror, mirror on the wall, where is the fairest pantomime of all? Well, this festive season, it seems that the Theatre Royal Plymouth could be the location when a classic tale of poison apples, wicked queens, and seven mining dwarfs, plus the fairest beauty in the land, take to the stage. Theatre Royal Plymouth and Crossroads Pantomime have announced that Brianna Craig will star in this year's charming family-friendly pantomime, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Brianna was joined by fellow pantomime co-stars Birds of a Feather's Leslie Joseph, who will star as the Wicked Queen, and broadcaster and barrister Rob Rinder, television's very own Judge Rinder, as the man in the mirror. Also in the stellar lineup are comedian Andy Ford as Muddles and West End stars Samuel Holmes and Scott Morris, who take on the roles of the governess and the prince. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which will run from December the 13th to the 11th of January 2025. For ticket details and for performance times, you can telephone the box office on 01752 267 222. And that's what's on for this week.